Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Grimm is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is Director of Research and Policy Development for the Corporation for National and Community Service, and he's got some really important stuff that he's working on, a project that he and his organization are working on that I think is a very important, especially for this time in the life of America. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you very, very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Now, my audience knows a little bit about you guys, your organization. More recently, we had one of your buddies on, Sandy Scott, was on the show a while back, and we talked a little bit about your organization. So we know a little bit about you, but in case someone's just tuned in, tell us a little bit about the Corporation for National and Community Service.
Sure. The Corporation for National and Community Service is a federal agency that is focused on providing volunteer opportunities for people who are from 5 to 105. So we have volunteer programs. One of the most well-known programs is called AmeriCorps.
Mm-hmm.
And in that program, there's particularly a lot of youth who decide to take a year and work in being a tutor or mentor or helping in the Gulf right now. We have a lot of members who are kind of recruiting and managing other volunteers or helping with rebuilding efforts that are going on in the Gulf. So there's opportunities for youth to be engaged. We also fund programs in schools where kids can basically engage in service that's connected with the things they're learning in the classroom. And we have lots of exciting volunteer opportunities as well for older adults as well, to kind of share their experience with the next generation.
And that's called Senior, what is that, Senior Corps?
Called Senior Corps. There's three programs, AmeriCorps, Senior Corps, and Learn Serve America.
Now, some people might be getting AmeriCorps a little confused with Peace Corps. Explain.
Right. AmeriCorps is really, sometimes it's called the Domestic Peace Corps.
Right.
AmeriCorps is only we have about 75,000 Americans each year who serve in AmeriCorps, and they're serving in the United States. You know, Peace
right.
Corps, they're all abroad, so that's really the mm-hmm. main difference.
All right. Well, of course, the focus for what you're talking about today is some research that you actually conducted on national volunteerism in America, but also on some of the things that you guys are doing with the young people. You know, Bob, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time, I was part of the America when there was a draft, there was a military draft, and then I was in the military during that time. I was also in the military when it became a volunteer army and served for a long time after that. And I have believed now for over 30 years that what America ought to do is they ought to conscript every single young person who's physically able to have to serve 1 year for their country. I'm not calling it a draft. What I'm saying is that every young American, but before they're 21, should have to take 1 year out of their lives and inconvenience themselves for 1 year for their country. They could go into the military. They could join your organization. They could join the Peace Corps, but they have to be part of some organized, recognized, sanctioned group. And you get a stipend, you get three hots in a cot, and you get lots of work to do. What do you think?
Well, you know, that is actually, as you may know, an idea that's been proposed by Senator McCain and Senator Bayh, and
They got that from me, by the way.
Well, so the proposal is coming from you.
Exactly.
You know, and one of the things that we've seen in the people who are in AmeriCorps now is that there are a lot of positive civic behaviors post-AmeriCorps, and particularly among people who are who have really no tradition or background of service when they join AmeriCorps. After AmeriCorps, they're much more likely to be volunteering and engaged in their community.
Right.
So I think there is some real value that a year of service has, even on turning someone who might be not so engaged in their community to someone who's pretty engaged in their community.
Right. Tell us about some of the research that you found.
Yeah, we released a report recently called Volunteering in America, State Trends and Rankings, and it was the first time we'd had information on how volunteering varies across America, because the census had collected information with us on it. And some of the things that we found from the report is many of your listeners probably know that there's been a lot of kind of challenges over the last 30, 40, 50 years in civic engagement, and there's been a lot of declines in volunteer memberships and civic associations and other groups. And so one of the things that we were excited to see is that since 9/11, in the last 4 years, volunteering has gone up about 5.6 million Americans. So there's more Americans are out there volunteering, and they're doing a lot of they're doing an unbelievable amount of hours to the country. I mean, last year, for example, Americans gave 8.2 billion hours to their country. Now, you know, it's harder than to figure out what is the economic value of that time, but you know, it varies. But the independent sector, national nonprofit coalition, that has developed a value for an hour of a volunteer's time. And if you calculate that value times 8.2 billion hours, you get volunteers last year gave $150 billion worth of, of service to the country.
Well, and the thing is, a lot of that volunteering was done at such a strategic time and such from a humanity standpoint, such an important time that and I hate at the risk of quoting one of the familiar commercials, it was actually a lot of that volunteering was priceless.
Right.
Because
right.
you had all the hurricanes. We've had all the hurricanes. We had 9/11 and all those things rolled up into to a lot of things. You know what that research tells me is that. Is that while Americans may not be volunteering as much as sort of an avocation, one thing we know about Americans is when there is a need, when they're being called on to do something where there is a need, Americans respond. We come back, we're going to talk about what Bob and his group is doing specifically to help fund volunteerism with young people across the country. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 After. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. There are over 5,000, probably 6,000 archives of past shows that we've done in every category known to small business, and I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. You can replay them, fast forward them. You can do whatever you want to with them. Hope you enjoy them. Use them to your advantage. Don't forget there are thousands of articles there that I have written or that my Brain Trust members have written that we make available to you for free. And, of course, we have our newsletter, which you can subscribe to. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And we have our blog, which we update every weekday. And you can check it out there, too. And we'll send it to you, too, if you want. Or you can just come and get it. And that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And more to come. I'm excited about being able to tell you about more to come in about 4 months. We got some new stuff coming out that I'm really excited about. I think you will be, too. Bob Grimm is our guest. He has some websites, too. He's the Director of Research and Policy Development for the Corporation for National and Community Service. That means they help people volunteer, folks. And, Bob, give us your websites, please.
The website, if people are interested in finding out about volunteer opportunities, they can go to volunteer.gov. And there they can tailor a volunteer opportunity to their neighborhood and their interests. So go to volunteer.gov.
You want to talk a little bit more about some of the other research you found in your survey?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I talked just before the break about how we're seeing that volunteering is on the rise, and we've set a goal of moving from 65 million Americans to 75 million Americans by 2010 because we want to build on the momentum of 9/11 and Katrina and really try to really create a new civic generation. And one of the things
seems to me what we need to be doing, and this is what you guys are doing, I know, is getting volunteering from being a reaction to what's happened to becoming more of a way of life. Am I right about that?
I think you're totally right. I think that it's very important to make sure that service is part of what we teach in our schools. And then it's a lifetime kind of commitment. One of the things that I think is pretty exciting that some research is indicating is that there is starting to emerge a 9/11 generation among kids who were really, you know, teenagers when 9/11 happened, that there's higher interest in them in engaging in their communities and being involved in public service and things of this nature. And we see this particularly as in a lot of the work we're doing down in the Gulf. There's a high interest in youth and enthusiasm to go down there and do whatever is necessary to get the job done.
Right, absolutely. Speaking of the youth, you guys are actually awarding some grants, what you call competitive grants, across the country, aren't you?
We do. In fact, we've awarded a good number of new grants for AmeriCorps programs, many of them who will be working in the Gulf. But we actually award grants in every state. And the goal of all those programs is really to engage people in meaningful service opportunities. In fact, we're really the nation's largest grant maker to promote volunteering and service.
And now these are in high schools, colleges. How far down into the school levels do you go? Is it just high school?
It's not just high school. We go all the way down even into elementary schools.
Wow.
Because a lot of education says that early childhood experiences are important for a lot of other things, it's also important to, you know, it's certainly a little different kind of service than you might experience as an 18-year-old, but getting kind of kids into the experience of volunteering and working with and engaging their community is important to do the earlier the better.
And so now, I said competitive grants, meaning that you have several hundred grant proposals that come in to you, and then you have to decide which ones are qualified, which ones are the best, so you can know how to use your grant money. But someone listening right now, a high school teacher or a teacher of junior high or whatever, or a junior college out there, if they would like to have that as a project for their classes, they can contact you guys. From your website, can't they, and submit a proposal for a volunteer grant?
Well, they could go to our website, www.cns.gov.
CNS, Corporation for Nationals.
CNS, www.cns.gov. They could find out about different programs that we're engaging in. If they're an individual teacher, they might actually want to go to the volunteer.gov site, because there they can find out about ways to engage in all kinds of different volunteer opportunities. Many of the programs that get grants from us tend to be programs like the Red Cross or Habitat for Humanity, those kind of organizations. If there's an individual or a Cub Scout leader or a teacher or someone who would like to really be involved and get maybe get some of their kids involved in volunteering, or they'd like to learn more about how to volunteer, volunteer.gov is the site.
Volunteer.gov. And you guys are kind of giving them a little bit of a track to run on to help them develop a program for their young people.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, thank you for being here. Thank you for those websites. Thank you for all that you're doing for America. We really appreciate it.
Just my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on.
Bob Grimm, ladies and gentlemen, the Director of Research and Policy Development for the Corporation for National and Community Service, and that's CNS.gov and volunteer.gov. Don't forget to check those out. Quick break, right back with Sam Norwood after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me. You better find somebody to love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.